Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Wait here, shall I? Bloody ridiculous. Hello? Katie, is that you? Katie? Oh, God! Oh, Jesus! Ah. Oh, you scared the crap out of me, you little shit. Come here, come on. Come on. Oh, aren't you lovely? Oh, fluffy little thing. Oh, and you brought a friend. Hello. And another one. Good heavens. Well, you can all keep me company while we wait for that stupid woman. I know. Isn't this a silly place to meet? No, I'm not scared of her. I'm a brave girl. Who's a lovely little brave girl? Who's a brave girl?
Welcome to Dreamland. Oh. A place to explore your slumber
night. Oh, stupid place.
Freud,
oh, for God's sake.
The royal road to the unconscious. Can you follow the road
I've had enough of this. Stop this. Do you hear me, Katie? I've got better things to do than wait for you, you mad bitch. It isn't funny! Do you hear me?
Ground floor.
Oh. Oh my God.
Harvey, my baby. Oh, my darling. What's she done to you? What did she do? What are you doing? enough! Please! Why are you doing this? I don't understand! Please turn it off!
There is a house deep in the woods where the sound of screaming fills the air. This summer, come on down to Mockery Manor Amusement Park for the grand reopening. Spend a fun-filled family day out with furry feline mascots Queen Boo Boos.
Meow.
And her hapless page boy, Mr. Crackles.
Trousers, meowses.
There's something for everyone at Mockery Manor for you crazy kids. For Mum, Dad, Granny, and Grandpa.
Ooh, a bar. Pint of sherry, please.
And let's not forget those ghastly teens. This year, Halloween starts extra early. Every Saturday, the park opens late for Mockery Manor's Spooky Nights.
Spooky Nights.
It'll scare the pants off you.
Stop it, Terry.
Oh.
Mockery Manor, where childhood never dies. It just goes on and on.
There you have it. The first ever television ad for Mockery Manor. Hands up who's seen it at home. Oh, come on, come on. It's been on air since April. Some of you must have... Aha, Parker. Thoughts?
My mum really likes the new logo.
Glad to hear it. And your father, what did he think?
Well, he's dead.
Oh.
But he would have loved the new roller coaster.
Ah, yes. The Roswell Crash Coaster. Very much a dad pleaser. Even the dead ones. Very expensive, too. Very expensive indeed. Won't tell you how much, but let's just say more than any of you could make in a lifetime. All made possible by Mockery Manor's new partnership with Wizard Entertainment. Round of applause for Wizard! Let's see some gratitude, please. None of you would have a summer job without Wizard. Come on!
Hooray for Wizard!
Thank you, Parker. Yes, things are going to change around here. 1989 is the year that Mockery Manor heads straight to the top of the theme park charts.
Just get to the chair.
Well, 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 who's this creeping in? As if we had not eyes to see her. Hello.
Hello.
You must be Betty Armstrong's sister. Goodness, identical twins, how confusing. Let me see if I can spot any differences. Oh yes, Betty arrived for staff training at the correct time, and you did not.
Sorry, I tried to get there in time,
Let's see how late you are. It's currently 9:47 a.m, so that makes you 47 minutes and 3 days late.
Naughty.
Training started on Monday, young lady. It is now Thursday.
I know, I'm really sorry. Something came up.
Oh, don't you worry. Your sister told us all about it.
She did?
I said you had women's problems.
Women's problems?
No one wants to know the details, thank you.
I do.
That's enough. This isn't a girl's changing room.
Wish you would.
Oh, grow up.
Quiet! Settle down. Who threw that? Sonia, feet off the desk. The next person to speak will be fired. You hear that, Miss Armstrong? Silence. Since the start of training, I have fired 2 new members of staff, and before the week is out, I'll do it again. And I won't lose sleep over it either. A theme park can be a very dangerous place. There's no room for error, no excuse for mucking about. Now, I've made an exception for you, young Kate, as a favour to your lovely sister. But you're on probation.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, but that's not my name. It's JJ, not Kate.
I beg your pardon?
I changed it. I'm JJ now.
Can I change my name to Mickey Mouse, sir?
I changed it legally.
Good grief.
Fancy changing her name.
Just shut up.
Quiet down, please. Carol, amend the records and give JJ a wizard induction manual.
Thanks.
All right, let's get on. Everyone turn to chapter 41, Bodily Fluids. Yes, Parker.
Well, it's just an idea, sir, but maybe I should take the new girl round the park? It's all turned on at the moment for the testers. I could give her a little, you know, like a crash course.
But you'll miss fluids.
We can read it tonight.
Well, seeing as it's you, Parker, that might just work. All right then, off you go. Be back by lunchtime.
Can I go too, sir?
No, Sonia, you may not. Come on, eyes down, back to fluids. Who can tell me what a fluid is?
JJ, yeah? No. It's a big bag.
I'm living on site.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm in the lake house. So's your sister.
First up, blood.
Shall I leave my bag?
Yeah, just get it later.
Where might you encounter blood at Mockery Manor?
Ta-da! Fancy Land, one of five different lands in the park, and the furthest point from the training room. Time to relax. Do you smoke?
No, I don't. Well, actually, yeah, go on.
Good girl. Tell you what, if smoking doesn't get me, this place will.
Oh yeah? This place a bit of a dump then?
Ah, it's great. I've been here every summer for 6 years.
6 years?
I started when I was 13 in a Mr. Crackles suit. The old manager was brilliant. Cash in hand, no questions asked. Now Wizard's in charge, it's all by the book. How old are you then?
18. Well, almost. Been getting into pubs since I was 14 though.
Oh yeah? Your cig's gone out. Here.
God, that manager's a bit of a tosser, isn't he?
Yeah, old Norton. We just call him Sir, or Pervster, behind his back.
Oh, he's a perv.
Yeah, you should see how he looks at your sister. Which is weird, because he don't look at you like that.
Maybe he's attracted to her punctuality.
Yeah.
So, are you going to tell me about this place, or what?
All right, keen bean. Didn't know you really wanted to learn. Right, so, this part is Fancy Land. Not fantasy, but fancy, you know, like... La-di-da, I hate poor people.
The peasants are revolting!
Aren't they just?
Release the corgis!
Tally-ho! You're a little bit posh though, aren't you? Well, your sister is anyway. How come you two sound different?
Well, Mum and Dad sent her to boarding school years ago. She's kind of wild. They thought it'd straighten her out.
Did it work?
Well, now she just gets away with it because she's posh. Mum always seems scared of her. Practically curtsies when she comes in the room.
So Betty's like the bad twin, is she?
Yeah, and I'm the good twin. Or, I was, anyway. Oh, that looks fun. Is that a teacup ride?
Yeah, kind of. The debutante's waltz, it's called. You sit in them tubs, and you spin round and round on that track. We all call it the Exorcist, though, because the kids come off spraying vom like they're possessed. And over there, that's Prince Philip's carousel.
From Sleeping Beauty, or
nope.
Actual Prince Philip?
Actual Prince Philip. The whole carousel is a fox hunt, see? You sit on an horse or an hound, and then the pack chases that stuffed fox round.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
You won't like Empire Land, then.
Well, what's this?
Go on, press it.
It's champagne o'clock. Head on over to the Queen Mother's tipsy tea rooms for some lovely drinky pools.
Over 18s only, no champagne available. Intoxicated guests will be asked to leave.
Oh.
There you go.
There's another one. Look. Oh, wow, they're everywhere.
Mockery is a permutation of mockery, M-O-C-H-R-I-E, a Scottish surname of high repute.
The oldest no one cares, mate.
Shall I hear it?
Are you joking?
Don't you like history?
Don't see the point of it.
Oh, I love it. History is... Well, we are history. Think about it. We're standing here because of everyone and everything that came before us.
Mm-hmm.
Their choices, triumphs, disasters, all leading here to this... weird fake land. I just think it's fascinating.
Oh, I get it. You're a swot.
No, I'm not. At least I'm not a suck up.
I know how to work the system, that's all. You suck up to the management, you get an easy ride. Arrive 3 days late. Don't know about that. Why were you so late anyway? Absorbed in an history book?
No, I was, Oh, hey, the music's changing.
Oh yeah, we're going into Roswell now. Brand new land, courtesy of Wizard Entertainment and their total lack of taste. Half of it's still under construction.
Get a move on, lads. We're opening in 3 days.
Piss off.
Oh, you don't have to press all the bloody buttons.
All right, listen up.
Something crash-landed around these parts, and I ain't talking about no airplane. It's your job to find out more before something happens to the good people of Roswell. Oh, sweet mother, something's coming in the door. It's gonna eat me, and then it's gonna eat you!
It's gonna eat you! That's so lame.
Well, stop pressing them then.
All right, Grumpy. They're harmless.
Oh, they're stupid. Well, most of them. Not all of them.
Oh, yeah?
Dreamland buttons, they're different.
Play Phil Collins, do they?
Oh, mock all you want, you'll see.
So mysterious.
I'm not being mysterious. It's just some things are easier to show you than tell you about, that's all.
Show me then.
If you insist. Come on.
Like a portal in the woods. This is Dreamland.
Well, I mean, you go around the back, you see it's just a big warehouse covered in concrete tree branches, but from the front, dead effective, isn't it?
I heard Dreamland and I thought a fluffy Disney ripoff.
Yeah, I know.
But this... Why didn't they show Dreamland in the new advert?
Because it scares the crap out of the kids. Crying, screaming, mums filing complaints left, right and centre. Wizard hates it. They knocked half of it down to make way for that Roswell. It's only the horny teens that like Dreamland now. Nice excuse to put an arm round your girl, know what I mean? Oi, oi, where are you going?
Inside! Come on!
Wait for me! You don't want to be in here alone, trust me.
How far does this go?
Loops around the old building. Gets a lot smaller too. You gotta crawl the last bit. And then there's a slide down to the basement.
Ah!
What is it?
I saw a face. But it was me.
Oh yeah, there's mirrors in between the vines. Makes you feel like you're being watched, doesn't it? You scared?
A bit. Gonna put your arm round me?
Well, we are teens, and I don't know about you, but I am always
alone.
Oh.
Alone.
Oh my god.
Alone. Alone.
What is that?
Don't push these buttons, they just go off.
Well, that was your voice. They're recording us.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like this immersion in your own brain, like as if you could walk around your own dreams.
So what happens if we don't speak?
Then it plays tapes of other people. It's even creepier if you ask me.
Wow, it gets really narrow.
Hope you're not claustrophobic.
Oh.
Ceiling gets really low too.
Ow! Oh, so it does.
Time to crawl. On your knees, love.
Heard that one before.
Bet you have. Getting a good view, like what you see.
If you fart...
Oh, don't tempt me.
Don't you dare!
Fart!
Right, here's the slide. Face first, baby. Last one down is to shake perfs the...
Let's go again.
No, no going backwards. Only way out is forwards.
Oh no, a maze. Oh, I hate mazes.
Well, I know the quickest route if you want to cheat.
Oh yes, please.
Alright, follow me. Oh yeah, by the way, the buttons in the maze, they aren't on the motion sensors, so you don't have to worry about any of them going off. Oh, why did you do that?
Welcome to Dreamland, a place to explore your slumbering mind. Freud called dream interpretation the royal road to the unconscious. Can you follow the road to the centre of the maze?
Oh, Freud.
Pretty deep, huh?
It's just weird and... ooh, creepy.
You know, there was this one time, these kids came in here and they did a load of mushrooms and they totally lost their minds and they ate each other. True story.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm serious.
I bet you can still hear their screams sometimes, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Let's try another.
Oh, can we not? I thought you wanted to get out of it.
Welcome to Dreamland. A place to explore your slumbering mind.
It's the same.
Come
Freud
on, let's get to the next level.
The
left ear.
Road to the unconscious.
Yep. Then right.
Can you follow?
Squeeze through it.
To the centre.
Another right. Okay, push this wall.
Straight ahead. Take the third door. Then right fork. Oh, stop pushing buttons, JJ.
Katie, is that you? Katie? It isn't funny. Do you hear me? Please, turn it off! Please! Why are you doing this? I don't understand. Please, turn it off!
Parker? She said my name. Parker? Parker? Wait for me! Slow down! I almost lost you.
Left ear.
And here we go. Centre of the maze. You all right?
Yeah. I'm fine. Is that a ride?
Yeah, it is.
Ground floor.
Mockery Manor's Great Glass Elevator, room for six only. Fill up from the back. Please secure your seatbelts. That was my job last year. Riding a lift up and down all day like a prick.
Is this broken?
No, it's just fiddly. Here, let me.
Thanks.
No probs. Hold on to the bar. And up we go. You're not pregnant, are you?
Why would you say that?
Calm down, just a question. Back problems, heart condition?
What? Oh, no. Hang on. Why are there seats in this lift? Oh my god, that was my worst nightmare. I can't believe you didn't tell me it was a drop ride.
It's so much better when you don't know.
It's flipping terrifying. Oh god, I feel sick. It's not funny.
It is a bit funny. Oh, your face. Oh my god, I love this lift. I don't like cleaning all the piss off the floor, but actually, top tip, avoid the bellhop job if you can. You're right. You've got a bit green.
I think we need to get out of here.
We haven't been round Dream Street yet. That's the best bit. Look, those are real gas lamps. You can go in all the houses.
I'm going to be sick.
Oh, shit. Okay. There's a fire exit over here. Come on. Whoa, are you all right?
Normally I'm fine on rides. I am, honestly.
Oh, it's my fault. I should have warned you.
It's okay.
Do you want me to rub your back? I used to do it for my dad sometimes when he got sick. He said it helped.
Thanks. So, Dreamland's kind of intense, isn't it?
Yeah. Tells you a lot about the original owner.
Did you hear that recording? It was a woman. She sounded scared. She said, Katie. Freaked me out. That's what he used to call me.
He?
A guy back home. I babysat his kids. Everyone else called me Kate. He called me Katie.
Is he why you changed your name?
Yeah. We were together, sort of. And then actually, it's kind of hard to talk about it.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Do you mind if we just...
Sure, no, we don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. How are you feeling now?
Well, it's still kind of really raw and I sort of feel... Oh, you mean... No, I'm not going to be sick again.
Oh.
Yeah, fine now. We can go back to training. I mean, not Dreamland. Dreamland was weird. Don't want to go back there again. Shall we go?
Yeah, cool. So, look,
Me and your sister, we're actually doing a thing tonight.
My sister?
You can come if you want.
You and Betty?
Yeah, yeah. We're kind of together, actually.
Oh. Oh, right. She didn't tell me.
So, yeah, we were going to go into the park tonight, you know, after dark. Because apparently there's these, like, hidden tunnels underneath the whole park. And no one's been in for years. So we're going to try and find the entrance. You want to come?
No. Thanks, sir. I should unpack and read about fluids.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, it's probably really dangerous anyway. You don't want to be getting involved in that.
You know what? I will come.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great. All right. So there's a hole in the fence behind the carousel. Meet us there at midnight. Just warning you though, seriously, not joking, we get caught, we get fired.
We won't get caught then.
Yeah, but thing is, we might. Are you sure you want to take that risk?
I'm not going home. I'm not going to hide in my room anymore either. Midnight. The carousel. See you there.
Mockery Manor was written and directed by Lindsay Sharman. Music, sound design and editing by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanett was JJ and Betty. Peter Sauerbutt was Manager Norton. Lawrence Owen was Parker and additional voices. Lindsay Sharman was the Mystery Woman and additional voices. And Boomer was the Dreamland Cat. For more information about Mockery Manor, search Mockery Manor on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. Or visit www.longcatmedia.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved by Sherlock Bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224B Baker. Or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.